out feeling pathetic. But yeah, this is just a fun song. I will make sure to play as much as I can in the next few weeks.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. I'll do my last sign off. This is Michelle, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a pleasure, and maybe I will see you again sometime.
I'm nice right now, man. I feel good. If you have a drink, would you please put it in the air? That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat. Then do it again, man. I wanna go to college for the rest of my life. Sip Bankers Club and drink Miller Lite. On Thursday, Thursday, and Tuesday night ice. And now I can get pizza, a dollar a slice. So fill up my cup, let's get fucked up. I'm next on the table, who want what? I am champion at beer pong. Allen Iverson, Hakeem Olajuwon. Don't even bounce, not in my house. Better hope you make it, otherwise you naked. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I could say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Hey!
I love drinking.
Hey!
I love women.
Hey!
Man, I love college. I can't tell you what I learned from school, but I could tell you a story or two. Yeah, of course I learned some rules. Like, don't pass out with your shoes on. And don't leave the house till the boo's gone. And don't have sex if she's too gone. When it comes to condoms, put 2 on. Then tomorrow night, find a new joint. Hold the beer bong, nothing wrong with some fun. Even if you did get a little bit too drunk. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Hey!
I love drinking.
Hey!
I love women.
Hey!
I love college. Now, if everybody would please put their drink as high as they can. As high as they can, and repeat after me. Chug, 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 chug. Freshman, freshman. Freshman, freshman, do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy. Keg stand, keg stand, keg stand, keg stand.
That party last night.
Man, I love college. I love it.
That party last night.
All right, everybody, I gotta head back to class for a little bit.
That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
You know what's going down.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke.
You're all invited.
But my good friends
bring
is
your friends.
All I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Do I really have to graduate?
Thank you.
on their way to California, and I don't mean California literally. I was thinking it's so comforting quiet. You read so softly over my head. It's late, but I'm maintaining interest in the things that you say. I could listen to you speak all day. In the silence, dripping wet with kisses running down my lips, could be just a good friend. Who knows at this point anyway? There's just something about the way you surrender your eyes without this barrier of bodies. We'd already be inside. Like two children at first glance, we're building castles in the sand. It is so delicately dreamt of, this immediate intimacy. On the way to California, and I don't mean California literally. I was thinking I'm not dreaming. Of me, I've got a feeling buried deep down, and who knows what it means to have a feeling buried so deep down. But I've never felt quite so open for love. I've never felt quite so open before, and maybe my imagination runs away with me. You break my heart, oh, my heart, oh, my heart.
Will is so tall, and Ivy so. Thank you.
almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather round her. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misted taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes. Country road, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country road. Should have been home yesterday. Yesterday. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Country roads, take me home. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads. Take me home down the country road.
So last night, my friends and I had our last Saturday night of the semester together, and we all read our college essays, and it reminded me how much I like mine. It's about my hometown, and this playlist is about my hometown because I'm going back, and I'm excited to be going back, even though I love it here. No one wants to hear a suburban teenager complain about their hometown. I was 7 years old when I realized that others' lives existed outside of the parameters of my own. I saw for the first time visiting my mother's parents in her hometown. I saw snow for the first time, and caught bright snowflakes in my eyelashes in the backyard where she'd shimmered in the idealism of childhood. When I was young, I held an equal appreciation for my hometown and my mother's. In my own lived my friends and a fluorescent sun, and my mother's lived my favorite restaurants and my favorite family. But the balance began to shift when my grandmother died. The city belonged to her. She was unequivocally tied to every facet of it in my memory, until we stopped going. My mother and her sisters felt the same as me. They couldn't think of the city without her in it. Thus, we started meeting in Oregon, perfectly in between here and there, but the expanses full of trees and white running rivers grew impersonal. With sorrows lessened by time, we returned, and my new teenage eyes gave new meaning to these landmarks that had littered my memory. With my adolescent freedom, I was given permission to wander alone, to make my own significance of the place, of the beaches that smelled so real, without throngs of people to litter wrappers and kick sand. There was an unimaginable beauty to the in every aspect of the mundane. As my adoration for this town grew, I began feeling more suffocated in my own. It was an all-consuming beigeness, hot, dry sand that clung to your hands and lungs and tightened your skin into itself, rows of identical houses with dead grass, all beige. Beyond a smothering climate, I felt stifled within myself, believing that all of me lived in this beige city, and the only place I had to love were the four walls of my bedroom. The beige could not touch a pink wall covered in movie posters, and the flowers on my windowsill would keep the dust at bay. I grew to love the place that had raised me. Only recently, my mother has brought me in to the narrative of her own adolescence and the washed-out grayness of it. The heavy clouds and constant rain always casting a gray glow over the ocean, so similar to my own beigeness. She too hated the city that had raised her. But when we're back wandering the street she traipsed in childhood, I watch the memories roll over her and feel the tidal pull she's held by. Her soul lives here just as her mother's had, no matter how much she'd hated it and how far she'd ran away. I too feel this pull, far less lunar and tidal, more gravitational, towards the center of my own private earth. I've begun to notice everything good, my ephemeral adolescent cynicism wearing away in favor of a neon adoration of my world, the tree in my front yard that refuses to bloom until my birthday, a month and a half into spring, hot air balloons every morning, and drives through Toulouse overlooking my world. As far as I will go, as much as I will learn to love this world outside of my own, I am certain I will always return here, to my hometown, to my world, to the center of an earth that is uniquely mine. My soul lives here, in this beigeness that raised me. You raise a place as much as it raises you. It's a delicate balance of symbiosis and parasitism, an ebb and flow of abhorrence and affection. Your own soul entwines with the soul of a place. You belong to it as much as it belongs to you. I wrote that when I was 16, and I would write it differently now, but I still think it's one of the best things I've ever written, and I'm excited to go home, but I'm also excited that college has started to feel like home too.
I remember the glow. Oh, oh, I remember. feel numb. Born with a weak heart, guess I must be having fun. The less we say about it, the better. Make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground, head in the sky. It's okay, I know nothing's wrong. Nothing. I got plenty of time. You got light in your eyes. And you're standing here beside me. I love the passing of time. Never for money, always for love. Cover up and say goodnight, say goodnight. Home is where I wanna be, but I guess I'm already there. I come home, she lifted up her wings. I guess that this must be the place. I can tell one from other. Did I find you or you find me? There was a time before we were born. Someone asked, this is where I'll be.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Katie kept the list of times. Now that she'd really done it's always swarmed like flies. Pretending that we weren't terrified till we
snuck out that night, rolled a Chrysler down the driveway, but once we were inside, couldn't figure out where we were off to. That was before we had made any teenage talk. Pinky swear that you won't go change, and drank so much that night. Carved the state of Texas in our forearms. You know I never loved you more than when we were hiding from the sirens. Sirens, oh, we laughed so hard. Threw up in your mother's azalea. That was before we had made any terrible mistakes. That was before we had made any terrible mistakes. Smoldering on my shoulder, 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 shoulder.
Turn back soon, the season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time. My room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green. This season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming, short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart safe keeping, for my soul's heaving to the cold and winter to last. The
clock is gonna turn back soon. I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go. No, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches. Little chocolate bars are for little kids. I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down, no, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't. The clock tick-tocks and I walk alone. I'm used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder stop over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough, and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea.
Yeah. watch the waves from the sky. I sit at my piano, wonder the wild rip by. And the lilacs drank the water, and the lilacs died. And the lilacs drank the water, marking the slow, slow, slow passing of time. I get so angry, baby, at something you might say. I dream about an awful stranger, work my way through the day. I run it like a silent movie, I run it like a violent song. I run it like a voice compelling, so right I can't be wrong. I'm a broken record, write it in the dust.
Oh, From Deerhoof.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You have no home of no family.
A chance that was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. Who did the goat dance very well? He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. Went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California, California. I'm coming home, oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read, more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you?